Mark chapter 8. Use your burden as a crutch to help you, and not as a stumbling block to make you fall. You can make others pass from affliction to joy if you bear your burden smiling. We often think that our cross is one of the burdens we must carry, such as an intolerable relationship, an endless illness, or an unbearable job. We sometimes hear expressions like, "This is my cross and I have to bear it." Yet, it is all these burdens that Jesus invited us to put into his arms when he said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." At the time when Jesus made the invitation to the disciples and to bear the cross, the carrying of the cross meant the sentence to a death that was painful as it was shameful. "Take up your cross and follow me" means being willing to die to follow Jesus. This is called dying to self. It is a call for absolute surrender. After each time Jesus commanded the cross to be carried, he said, "For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the sake of the good news will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul?" Although the calling is difficult to fulfill, the reward is unmatched. If I have to suffer for Christ today, it will be worth it because I know the reward is eternal.